the room, say whatever you like that is can be on the radio, say hello to people, and give everybody a reason to come.
I'm Zach. I play Moose. It's a great show. Hi to my voice teacher. Thank you for everything. Come to the show.
All right. Bella?
Hi, I'm John. I play Bella. And, hey, Mom.
Sarah, come on. No, Eugene, you can stay there. I'm just trying to get everybody organized.
We're beautiful.
Say hi to people.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
teachers that I am not in your class right now.
I know. Well, you haven't been there all week, so what's the difference?
Honestly.
All right, I'm Nick, and I'm Eugene.
I'm Lexi, and I'm Patricia.
Excellent.
And it's an absolutely lovely show. Everyone is fantastic. It's funny.
We're British.
We're
so
British.
Did you guys actually like watch British people to come up with this, or are you just making it up as you go?
If I say yes, is that creepy?
No. No, it's not creepy.
Okay.
It's not creepy, I get it.
Right. Okay.
What else we got? Another Sarah.
Hi, I'm other Sarah.
Sarah.
And I'm really proud of all of my lovely cast members, and they've grown so much, and this show has just been so amazing to direct and be a part of, and you should see it because it's really awesome.
Awesome. All right. Who else?
Lank. I'm Andrew. I play Lank. And I hurt myself a lot, so, yeah.
You hurt yourself a lot?
I fall a lot.
Okay.
Which is fun. So, come see it.
All right. So, you're Clank Lank.
Clank?
All right. We got Polly, one of the cowboys here.
I'm Liam, and I play Sam in the Cowboy okay. Trio. I'd like to thank Joe Biden.
Okay.
So would I.
I'm Dana. I play Polly. It's such a good show. Shout out to the Pit Orchestra and the crew for being really hardworking people and being awesome. Come see the show.
All right.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I play Irene, and everyone's worked really hard and is very talented, so you should come and see our wonderful production.
Excellent. And last
Hi, I'm Jack. I play Mingo in the Cowboy Trio,
mm-hmm.
and you should come see the show because everyone in it's really great.
Yep.
And, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Pleasure to have you guys on as usual. And
thank you, Big C.
Hey, man, it's awesome. We do this every year. Well, it'll be the 50-year anniversary next year.
So,
I don't know what the music is, but we'll find out. All right. Pleasure to have these guys on. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Start getting your tickets now for Crazy for You. I'll be back again Monday morning, same time, same place. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunting, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Stay tuned for Hands Across Hunting right after this. Good Morning Hunting, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama goes on the road today to promote middle-class economics. Obama will speak at Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. This weekend, the first family will be in Selma, Alabama, to help commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery civil rights marches. The attorneys for Michael Brown's family say they are planning to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. They announced the plan for a civil suit Thursday after the release of a Justice Department report that found no evidence to charge former police officer Darren Wilson in the unarmed teen's death last summer. Federal investigators say actor Harrison Ford reported engine trouble just after taking off from Southern California's Santa Monica Airport, digging through the wreckage to try and figure out what might have gone wrong with Ford's 1942 plane. Legendary investor Warren Buffett says he approaches investing like a reporter chasing a news story. In a video interview Thursday, Buffett said he assigns himself a story about what a company is worth and then goes looking for the facts. This is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Ground Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Ground Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 47 degrees with humidity at 66%. The wind speed is calm with visibility at 10 miles. We are expecting the day to be partly sunny with a high near 53. Excuse me, rain is likely tonight, mainly before 1 a.m. and then cloudy and with a low around 38. Thursday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 58. And as much as a tenth of an inch of rain is possible. Thursday night, slight chance of rain again, and otherwise patchy fog, low around 42. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 46. Saturday, a chance of snow with a high near 30. Saturday, chance of snow with a high near 32. And then partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 38. It is currently 12:06.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a practice here in Flemington, New Jersey, and providing counseling to Hunterdon County and Somerset County residents. And one of the main reasons for Counselor's Chat, for doing my show, is to promote good mental health, as I am a mental health care provider. So I thought that, and I think this is actually my first show of the year, because last week, I had such a cold that there I knew there was no way I was going to be talking for an hour, and I'm still lingering, but I'm much better. So for all of you that tuned in last week and listened to a recording, and you can do that anytime. You can go on Counselor's Chat on HunterdonChamberRadio.com and listen to archives. I've got lots of archives shows. They're probably even dropping off. It's unfortunate that I don't take the time or make the effort of recording my own work, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. What I really wanted to talk about is staying healthy, staying mentally healthy. And there are many things that we can do to do that. And so As a mental health care, and I like to say mental health, not mental illness. As a mental health care provider, I think it's important for us to know what good mental health looks like and how to achieve it and how to boost our mental health. So one of the things is I saw a list earlier this year, where it was stating several things that people who are mentally healthy do to stay mentally healthy. And I added things to it and I changed it around because it used things like they do things and or they think a particular way and they don't do other things. And I'm going to say it's an excellent list. However, I wanted to switch it to making it sound more like positive affirmations. And I didn't want to use the word don't, because don't is do not negative. I wanted to provide some things that encourage rather than discourage. So to start off on my much more than 18 things of moving on, of staying healthy, is the first thing. I move on. I grieve my losses, yet I don't waste time feeling sorry for myself. And I think that it's really important to know that grief and self-pity are two very different things. Grief is a sense of sadness, sometimes combined with relief, that something is over. It's a combination of both a difficult feeling and a positive feeling. So that I may be grieving over the loss of a job. Well, I'm really sad that that job's ending. I'm going to miss some of the people I've worked with, the routine, the things that I know. At the same time, I may be excited about the new job that's coming up, or maybe I'm retiring. I'm excited about what retirement's going to look like. So it's a combination of feelings. Or it's an end of a relationship. And I may feel a sense of relief that that relationship is over, that I'm not going to have whatever the struggle was in that relationship. It's not going to be in my life anymore. Yet at the same time, I'm going to miss some of the positive things that I had with that person. And I may miss the possibilities of what we could have had. But feeling sorry for myself, feeling that sense of self-pity. And I mentioned this. I was watching a show on New Year's Day with my niece and nephew. They were like, oh, you got to watch this Third Rock from the Sun. I don't know. I'm making that up. I don't usually watch those kinds of shows. But I had to keep making mention, because the girl broke up. The woman broke up with her boyfriend, or he broke up with her, or something like that. And there she was, thin as a stick, surrounded by bags of chips, Cheez-Its, and ice cream out of the carton. And I have a real issue with that. What are we promoting? This is not a good coping skill. This is called self-pity. You know, we say, oh, you know, when men lose their relationship, they go out and get drunk. That's self-pity. That's not grief. That's self-pity. Encouraging women to, you know, sit in front of the TV and eat out of the bucket of ice cream, that's self-pity. That's not grieving a loss. Grieving a loss is I feel my feelings and I move on. I don't dwell on it. I move on. The second thing about staying healthy is keeping control. I keep control. In other words, I keep my power by remaining in control of my feelings. So we don't recognize that sometimes, but we are. I am. in charge of my feelings. I can allow them to escalate or not. I need to be self-aware of what's going on emotionally. I say this to my clients. It's like volume, you know, like volume. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm getting a little more angry. I'm really getting mad. Now I'm getting furious. You see how that goes? So when I'm beginning to recognize and I'm feeling a little frustrated, that's when I begin to take action to take care of myself. That means I remain in control of my feelings and I choose how to respond to other people and situations in my life. When I have allowed my feelings to act like a runaway train, I have actually kind of allowed them to take control of me and the situation. And I don't think clearly. I am reacting. I am not responding. So staying mentally healthy means I am in control and I keep my power by remaining in control of my feelings and I choose how to respond to other people and situations in my life. I embrace change and I welcome challenges. Yes, we get very comfortable. We do. We get comfortable in our routine. It's familiar. I know what to expect. But the problem with the lack of change is stale. It's become stale. If the air doesn't change in the room, it becomes stale. If the water doesn't change in the pond, it becomes rancid. Change is important. Change prevents decay. So we need change. And it's important to accept change as a challenge. I choose relationships that are open and honest, knowing that trusting others and being trustworthy for others is the hallmark of quality relationships. And relationships are built on trust. And it begins with me. That means I am responsible for being trustworthy. If I am not trustworthy, in other words, worthy of your trusting me, and I expect you to be trustworthy, meaning you, okay, have to be worthy of my trust, that doesn't work. I need to be trustworthy. I need to be able to be someone that you can count on, that you know that I'm going to be honest with you. Not hurtful, but honest. So you can trust me. I'm trustworthy. Chances are, when I am trustworthy, I also find people in my life that are worthy to trust, so that my friends are also trustworthy. And that's the hallmark of a quality relationship. And it doesn't matter if it's friends, family, significant other, children. Okay, it doesn't matter. I am aware of both my boundaries and limits, and I'm not afraid to say no when I mean no. That comes up all the time in my therapy sessions about boundaries and limits. And one of the things that I explain is the boundary is how close I allow you to get to me. A limit is how far I go. So the boundary on my property, okay, let's say it's a fence, or not a fence, but there's a boundary. You know where that boundary is. You come that far. You don't come over and cut my lawn because you know there's a boundary. You don't cross that mark. And boundaries can be flexible. In other words, I might say, hey, I'm going to be gone. Would you mind, whatever, cutting my lawn? You know, when you're gone, I'll cut your lawn. So boundaries can be flexible. But they need to be distinguished and they need to be discussed. They need to be well marked. And limits, okay, that's as far as I know that I'm not going to cross over into your property without your permission. I know my limit. Now, we talk a lot in our country about removing boundaries, globalism, removing boundaries. It really is against nature. Everything has a boundary. The animal world has a boundary. So, particular animals don't go into other animals' areas, or there's fighting, or they can't survive. Same thing with plants. There are certain trees that can grow in some areas and certain they can't grow in other areas. Like you're not going to find a palm tree in Alaska. And that's because there are certain boundaries. There are things. There's boundaries between the river and the riverbank. Everything has a boundary. Our solar system, okay? Our universe. They have boundaries to the next universe, to the next solar system. Everything has boundaries to it, our atmosphere. If there was no boundary to the atmosphere, it would just dissipate into nothingness. So boundaries and limits are healthy. And we need to be able to say no when we mean no. That means I have to know what my limit is and what my boundary is. And there are times that I may need to say no. I keep my energy rather than spending it on things beyond my control. That means I need to know when to let go. Because there's things that I cannot control. I cannot control other people and what they do and how they think and how they feel. And there are a lot of things that are out of my control. And I need to recognize that rather than spending my energy on trying to control it or them. I accept others for who they are without trying to change them to meet my needs, realizing that there are times I must let others get on with their lives and I get on with mine. So often I hear people talk in relationships, well, if I could only get so-and-so to be this way. If I could get them to see that, if I could get them to change, if they could do that, then I know things are going to be okay. That, my friends, is called codependency. And it's not our job to try and change someone. Our job is to accept them for who they are. And if we're not a good match, then we have to get on with our lives. I let you go, and I get on with my life. I may have to grieve my loss. You may have to grieve the loss also, but we move on, and that's okay. I'm kind, fair, and unafraid to speak up. I know that when I take care of myself in a healthy way, I can help others. So this is an important thing. I never say we need to be selfish, but self-care is so important. It means I need to make sure that I am taking care of myself in ways that are healthy so that I can be there for someone else. If I'm exhausted and worn out, I cannot be there for someone else. And then if I'm tired and cranky, I may not be kind. I may be unfair. Okay? I'm willing to take calculated risks. I weigh the risks and benefits before taking action, and I listen to both my feelings and my logic. So, my logic may say, well, I know that's a shortcut, but it's through a really dark area. So, to get there quickly, I'll go through that really dark, dangerous area. However, my feelings say, but that's a little scary. And I'm not sure I'm not going to feel safe that way. So then I have to calculate between my feelings and my logic to make the best choice possible. And that is with relationships, jobs, where I travel, my house, how I spend my money, all kinds of things, how I invest my money, all kinds of things. I invest my energy in the present and do not dwell on the past, but learn from my mistakes. Because the present is the only place we really are. I live in the present moment. I am breathing in the present moment. Things in my past are done. I have made mistakes. I want to learn from them so I do not make those same mistakes again in my present moment, which will then make my future better. I accept full responsibility for my past behavior. I am open to learning about who I am, and I am gentle with my self-talk. So often we hear people blaming other people. Well, because of them, because of them, because of them. Because of my parents, because of my aunt, because of my siblings, because of the government, because of this, that, or the other thing, I am unable to. The reality is, for most people, that we are really responsible for the choices that we make. Therefore, we're responsible for the consequences we receive. And if I beat myself up for the mistakes that I've made, I don't help myself in the present to move forward. That's just part of where, okay, I made a mistake. It doesn't make me awful or terrible or stupid or bad or all the other negative things that we might say. It's just, you know, I made a mistake. Okay. We'll move on. I celebrate others and refuse to resent their success. I also celebrate my success without holding it over others or comparing to others. So this is about things like envy and jealousy. And comparing never works. It never works. So if you notice that you tend to compare yourself to others, tell yourself to stop. Because generally speaking, we compare ourselves down. The other person is better. I'm less than. In saying, you know, I'm really good at this or that or the other thing is not boasting. It may be the truth. And it's okay to speak the truth. If you're really good at something, then say it. Again, but it's not about holding your success over others. Okay, it's not that I'm better than or less than. We all have different talents and we all play roles in those different talents. And that's a grand thing. I am willing to fail. I don't give up after failing. Instead, I see failure as a chance to improve. And we all fail. That is how we learn. We don't always get it the first time. As a matter of fact, most of us don't get it the first time. And so it's, again, being gentle on ourselves and saying, you know, okay, first time didn't work out so well. Let me try it again. There's a person I follow on Facebook, and she's been making cookies. She's never been a cookie baker, but she has been making cookies, and she keeps putting them on, taking pictures of them and putting them on Facebook, and they're improving. And even some of her failures, she has put them on Facebook, and she keeps doing them, and she's falling in love with the process of making and decorating cookies, and I think it's a great thing. So even her failure, she keeps working at it, and she's improving. And it's like that with anything that we do. I enjoy my time alone. I'm not afraid to be alone and acknowledge it as a time of growth. We all need alone time. Now, some of us are introverts, and we need a lot of alone time. Excuse me. Some of us are extroverts, and we really like being with people, and yet it is important to give ourselves alone time so we get to know who we are. The only way for me to be my own best friend is for me to be with me. If I'm always with someone else, I can't get to know me very well. I need to be with me. Spend some time. Introspection and meditation and journaling, drawing, going for a quiet walk, doing some yoga. I am prepared to learn, work, and succeed on my own merits. The world owes me nothing. And we do live in a society right now that says the world owes me everything, but the world doesn't owe me anything. It's really based on my willingness to work and succeed and fail and learn and not give up. I have staying power, and I don't expect immediate results. Okay, remember, these are all healthy, mentally healthy ways of thinking in life. I evaluate my core beliefs and modify them as needed. So I may have some belief systems that don't work, expectations of other people where I'm always disappointed. Again, I've talked about cognitive behavioral health. Those types of things are related to my emotions. If my emotions are over the top, which I had said early on, you know, I'm emotionally out of control, I probably have a belief system that's kicked in that's not working for me. So I need to look at that and modify it if I need to do that. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I am going to be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor, and talking about how to stay mentally healthy.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and like I said, I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out a little bit more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. And I'm talking today about staying mentally healthy. And I like to call it mental health, not mental illness. And a lot of it is based in how we think. And so these are some, I'm going to say, I'm expanding on these affirmations. And an affirmation can be negative, can be positive. And I suggest using positive affirmations. Just to review the ones that I've gone through. I move on. I grieve my losses, yet I don't waste time feeling hurt and sorry for myself. I keep control. I keep my power by remaining in control of my feelings and choose how to respond to other people and situations in my life. I embrace change and welcome challenges. I choose relationships that are open and honest, knowing that trusting others and being trustworthy for others is a hallmark of quality relationships. I am aware of both my boundaries and limits, and I'm not afraid to say no when I mean no. I keep my energy rather than spending it on things beyond my control. I accept others for who they are without trying to change them to meet my needs, realizing that there are times that I must let others go and get on with their lives, and I get on with mine. I am kind, fair, and unafraid to speak up. I know that when I take care of myself in a healthy way, I can then help others. I am willing to take calculated risks. I weigh the risks and benefits before taking action and listen to both my feelings and my logic. I invest my energy in the present. I do not dwell on the past, but learn from my mistakes. I accept full responsibility for my past behavior. I am open to learning about who I am, and I am gentle with my self-talk. I celebrate others and refuse to resent their success. I also celebrate my success without holding it over others or comparing it to others. I'm willing to fail. I don't give up after failing. Instead, I see failure as a chance to improve. I enjoy my time alone. I'm not afraid to be alone and acknowledge it as a time of growth. I am prepared to learn, work, and succeed on my own merit. The world owes me nothing. I have staying power. I don't expect immediate results. I evaluate my core beliefs and modify them as needed. I expend my mental energy wisely. I don't spend time on unproductive thoughts filled with regrets of the past. And we can do that. We get stuck there. And it uses up lots of energy. Things that we could do things a lot more productively. But I'm too busy stuck on what happened in the past. I think productively. I replace negative thoughts with positive ones. I hear this all the time. I can't do that. This will never happen for me. I can't even think of it that way. There's no one there for me. You know, it's amazing how many times I hear that. There's no one here for me in my life. There's no one for me. There's no one for me. And I'm sitting there going, well, I'm here for you. Yeah, but you're my counselor. You have to be there. Well, I don't have to, actually. I can say I don't want to work with you. I could say that. Yeah, you know what? You got too many problems. I'm going to refer you to somebody else. I could say that. I don't. I am there for my clients. I tolerate discomfort. And my phone is ringing. Hold on. It's not anything for this show. Just wanted to kind of turn it off or just let it. I should have lowered it. I usually lower the volume, but I didn't this time. Oh, well. It'll stop ringing. Anyway, I tolerate discomfort. I accept my feelings without being controlled by them, choosing my course of action. So I tolerate discomfort. And we are, again, in a society that wants instant. And tolerating discomfort is something that we don't do. The reality is there are many things in our lives that are uncomfortable. And we need to tolerate them. Move through them. Get to the other side. Feeling uncomfortable is never permanent. And so we can weather the storm, get through to the other side. I choose to eat healthy foods, drink healthy beverages, exercise wisely, sleep well, and take care of my medical needs as needed. So that means I have to take care of my physical self in the process of taking care of my mental self. Those things go hand in hand. I reflect on my progress every day. I take time to consider what I've achieved and where I'm going. Living in the present doesn't mean that I don't have goals. Of course, we all have goals. Goals gives us, they give us something to work towards, but I can only get achieve my goal by doing what I need to do in the present. So if my goal is to lose 10 pounds, I'm not going to lose 10 pounds today, but it's the choice I make today. I'm going to reflect on my progress today to see about reaching my goal. I'm honest with who I am, acknowledging my defects as challenges to grow and learn. So I'm not going to beat myself up for my shortcomings. We all have them. And sometimes they're challenges to grow and learn. I practice mindfulness, meditation, and take time to feel the sense of awe for being alive. And this is important. Mindfulness, in the New Jersey magazine, the month of January, all about mindfulness, mindfulness and meditation and mindfulness. And clients come in and say, oh, yeah, where I work, we get articles once a month on mindfulness and how important it is. And I say, well, how do you practice it? Well, I don't know. So mindfulness is something that I think is important. And it really is about being in the present moment and being consciously aware of our thoughts. What are we thinking about? Is it negative? Is it positive? If it's negative, I'm going to change it to something positive. If it's something about the past, I'm going to stop and focus on the present, which might mean I'm going to sit here and I'm going to notice the colors, the shapes, the lights, the darks. What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I feel? Physically, what do I feel physically? And that brings me to the present moment. That's what's going on right now in the here and now. Also using mindfulness in terms of a task. So right now I'm brushing my teeth. What color is my toothbrush? What color is the toothpaste? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? What is the sound of the water? What's the color of the sink? Is the water cold? Is the water hot? What's going on right now? So it's being in the present, noticing what's going on right in the present. And that is a mindfulness practice. And if I find that one of the things that I am doing is I am worried about the future. What if this happens? What if that happens? Again, it's telling myself to stop and bring myself to the present moment. For it is only in the present moment that I'm actually living. So I'm going to take another quick little commercial break, and I'm going to go over a few other things that we can do to work at staying mentally healthy. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about staying mentally healthy. I think as a mental health care provider that it is extremely important to work towards staying mentally healthy. I think it all starts in the head. A lot of the physical things that we have going on oftentimes are connected to the emotional burdens that we carry, that we don't know how to move on, let go of. We worry about the future. We're burdened with the heavy regrets of the past. We're filled with guilt and shame, and all of these heavy things, and our self-talk is negative, and it just brings us down, and it's this heavy burden that we carry. And on a physical level, it really does not help us. It actually hurts us. I think if I were to change the health care laws, I think the top thing on the list would be mental health. That would be number one. I think that is something that we just have this strong, unfortunate tendency to just slide it under the rug. And it's unfortunate because the healthier we are, the healthier our mental health processes are, the healthier we are physically. So here are some other things to help boost our mental health. Look at our gratitude. Notice, are you feeling grateful about things, little things? Make a gratitude list. Have an achievements journal. Every day, write down three things that you're grateful for. Write down three things that you were able to accomplish. And they don't have to be lofty. Today I wrote the great American novel. No, you know what? Today I got the bathroom cleaned. Doesn't have to be anything magical. Believe it or not, start your day with a cup of coffee. Now, I know some people don't drink caffeine. But have some green tea. It really does help boost serotonin, which can help in terms of, and there's been some studies that show that coffee actually reduces things like depression, Alzheimer's. Interesting. Plan a getaway. Now, a getaway can be anything from a vacation or a long weekend away or going for a hike on a Saturday afternoon. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. But it is a change of scenery, which is very important. Work with your strengths. So if I do something that I know I'm good at, I will end up feeling good at. I'll be proud of myself. I did, you know, I'm good at baking a pie. I think I'm going to bake a pie. I'm going to work with my strengths. Keep cool for a good night's sleep. So, optimal temperature is between 60 and 67 degrees for a good night's sleep. So, oftentimes we crank the heat up. It's actually better for it to be cooler and to have covers. There's actually some studies done where heavy covers can help you feel better, can actually, again, boost serotonin and dopamine and help reduce anxiety. Interesting. If you have a staircase to take the staircase rather than using the elevator. And as you do that, just remember, one step at a time. That's all we can do is one step at a time to reach the top. Experiment with things like a new recipe or a creative project. Take a course in knitting or drawing or woodworking. Something that you're not usually going to do, but experiment. Spring is on its way. This is amazing. Spring is on its way, and they say, I think I'm going to try maybe a vegetable garden, or if I don't have room for a garden, I'm going to have some pots where I'm going to grow some tomatoes and herbs. Show someone love, someone in your life. Give them a hug. Do something for them. Tell them that you love them. Boost your brain, boost your brain power with tongue twisters. No. Boost your brain power by treating yourself to a couple pieces of dark chocolate every few days. The flavonoids, caffeine, and theobromine in chocolate improve alertness and mental skills. And of course, doing some puzzles and things like that can also help. There's actually some studies that show that things that are like knitting, that eye-hand coordination is actually excellent for the brain. Share something with someone, especially if there's something that you have a burden. In other words, talk to a counselor or a minister or a really good friend. If you're feeling anxious, do some coloring. It's a good way. Because what it does actually is it's a mindfulness practice, and we're doing a lot more of that today, practicing mindfulness things, and coloring is a good activity. Mandalas, which are generally circular in nature, is something that is rather ancient Buddhist practice, and it's some of us may be aware of sand art. You know, the monks will spend hours and hours with colorful sand, and they'll make these intricate patterns and then blow it all away. And the thing is it's a similar thing. It's a way of focusing. It's really good to get our focus off of everything going on in our life, past, future, even present sometimes, and just color. Laughing. Excellent thing to do. Hang out with friends. Have a good laugh. Watch a comedy. It helps reduce depression and anxiety. Go off the grid. Okay, so hang up your phone, turn off your iPad, turn off the radio. Spend some time doing something that's face-to-face. Write a letter. Write a letter. What a concept. Snail mail. Dance. Dance when you're doing housework. Just dance around. Not only will it help you get chores done, you got the music going. Be great. Reduces those cortisone levels. Reduces stress. Increases endorphins. It's great. Yawn. Yawning helps cool down the brain and it improves alertness and mental efficiency. And what happens with yawning is I take in lots of oxygen and I also release. Okay, so it's a deep breathing exercise that happens. And take a warm bath. Once a week, add Epsom salts. Use a little bit of aromatherapy like lavender and geranium to help relax you. That Epsom salt soothes muscles. It's great. If something's bothering you, write it out on paper. Do a little journaling. You can write a letter or talk about depression or list all the things you're anxious about. When we put it down on paper, we look at it, it becomes a mirror, and sometimes you go, well, that's actually kind of silly. Spend some time with a furry friend, a pet, you know, cat, dog. Okay, maybe even a feathered friend. If you don't have a pet, you can always go volunteer at a shelter. They're always in need of someone who wants to pet somebody. Buy yourself some flowers. Take yourself out to lunch. Take yourself to a movie. Walk around your own town. See what's going on in your own backyard. Work at adding some omega-3 fatty acids to your diet, which basically means have some fish, flaxseed, walnuts. Every day, a little handful of walnuts. Some salmon would be great for you. Helps boost your brain, boost your mood. Practice forgiveness. Forgiving others, forgiving yourself. It doesn't mean that we forget what people have done. It means we stop holding on to the resentments. We let go of the resentment. I'm no longer angry at the situation. What's done is done. It's the move on. It's the grieve your losses. And don't waste your time feeling sorry for yourself. If you're feeling stressed, smile. It's one of the easiest things you could do. It lowers your heart rate. You know, it takes more facial muscles to frown than it does to smile. And we tend to frown all the time. Smile. Send a thank you note. And do something with friends and family. Have a cookout. Go to the park. Go to a ball game. Play a board game. What a concept. Eat dinner together. Turn off the TV. Don't answer the phone. I know when I was growing up, there was no TV. If the phone rang, it just rang. We didn't answer it. It could wait. No matter what it was. Of course, who knew what it was? But make sure you have that family time. Spend time with friends. That face-to-face interaction is extremely important. Go for a walk in nature. Doesn't matter if it's a snowy day. It's lovely to go for a walk when it's snowing. And with the sun is out, absolutely. 15 minutes of sunshine helps with vitamin D. I talked about it, I think, the last show, not last week, obviously, the week before, but the fluorescent lights actually deplete us of vitamin D. And we work and live in fluorescent light heaven. And if you make a mistake, try again. Really important. Don't give up. Try again. And sometimes some of the best things we have are mistakes. Like, and I know I've said this before, post-it notes. My gosh, where would we be without our post-it notes? So, I'm a mental health counselor. I'm a mental health practitioner. I encourage my clients to practice and learn good ways of using their mental energy to have mental health. And when we feel balanced, because our mental health is healthy, our physical life, our relationships, everything works in better harmony. So here we are at the beginning of a new year, beginning of many, many things. And make it your challenge for yourself to practice good mental health, to let go of the past, to let go of resentments, to take care of the present, because the present will take care of the future. By taking care of yourself physically, as well as mentally, to know your boundaries and know your limits, to recognize that there may be people in your life that it's time to let them go. And there's other people in your life that are just wonderful. And you hold them close and you cherish them. So I hope this has been helpful. Again, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor. You can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net. Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. You can follow me on Facebook. under Counselor's Chat. If you go on Counselor's Chat, you can also see all of the different shows, topics of shows that I've done, and you can find the coordinating dates at the 100andchamberradio.com Counselor's Chat archive. If you are interested in counseling, please call me at please call me at 908-237-2899. I'd love to hear about some feedback from the show, which you can always do on Facebook or give me a call. If you have a suggestion for a topic, I would love to hear that. I don't usually